from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Iraqi military and Peshmerga fighters try to take back Mosul. Iraqi forces backed by Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have launched what they describe as the first step to take the Islamic State militant group's stronghold city of Mosul. Thursday morning, forces from two Iraqi brigades from Iraq's U.S.-trained 15th Division began the fight against six ISIS-held villages southeast of Mosul. Hanan Mustafa is a resident of Baghdad and has hopes for the success of the endeavor. She says, I hope that all sects of Mosul, be they Yazidis, Christians or Muslims, would be liberated from Daesh, which is in fact acting as if it were an epidemic. Daesh tries to dismember Iraqi people. I wish that the military operation is a success beginning to liberate all Iraqi territories. Also involved were members of Sunni tribes, which many Peshmerga commanders have said are crucial to hold the traditional Sunni areas. Iraqi military officials said that Peshmerga forces were not actively participating in this particular offensive because it was taking place in traditionally Sunni Arab areas, but that they had provided Iraqi forces with intelligence on the villages. Syria says its forces have fought their way into Palmyra, the ancient city held for nearly a year by Islamic State insurgents who destroyed many of its Roman-era antiquities. Syrian state television said Thursday that government troops backed by Russian warplanes pushed into the city. Islamic State fighters used loudspeakers to warn civilians to leave as the fighting intensified. The state news agency showed Russian planes flying above the city, helicopters firing missiles, and soldiers and armored vehicles advancing. This is VOA News. Authorities in Brussels are now searching for another suspect in connection with Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station near the European Union headquarters. The latest suspect was spotted on surveillance footage holding a large bag while standing next to the suicide bomber who carried out the attack on a metro train. Police are still looking for a third man captured on video walking through the airport next to the bombers who killed themselves carrying out the attack. European Union Justice and Security Ministers are holding talks in Brussels today. VOA's Heather Murdoch was in Brussels and spoke with us today about some of the challenges they face.
These attacks highlight some of the security problems in the European Union, which is very controversial because the European Union prides itself in free and open borders in between lots of countries. And a lot of people are now questioning the wisdom of this, and some countries are imposing border controls while the European Commission is saying that they should not.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels on Friday to formally express the condolences of the United States for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. At least seven police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in southern Kandahar province. The early morning incident on Thursday happened at a security outpost in the district of Agrindab. Officials said the slain members of the Afghan local police were asleep when three of their colleagues sprayed them with bullets and fled the scene along with the victims' weapons and ammunition. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack and said the attackers safely rejoined the insurgent ranks. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is calling on the Senate to give President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee a fair hearing, a position on a new survey says Americans support. Mr. Biden is to speak on Thursday at the Georgetown University Law Center in Washington. In excerpts of his remarks, Mr. Biden says during his time as ranking Democrat of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he was responsible for eight Supreme Court nominees. He says all of them received a committee hearing and a vote approving or rejecting their nominations ahead of a vote by the full Senate. North Korea says it has successfully tested a solid rocket fuel engine, which would be a major step in its efforts to develop a long-range missile able to reach South Korea and the United States. Using solid fuel reduces the amount of launch preparation time, increases the mobility of the missiles, and makes them far more reliable than liquid-fueled rockets. And Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum, over 60% voting yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.